Merry Christmas, everyone. My name is John, and I'm the digital pastor here at The Ridge. And thanks for spending a little bit of your Christmas day celebrating with us, celebrating the birth of Jesus. Now, to do that, we're going to look at the story of how Jesus was born into the world, not just as God, but as a human boy. Now, if you haven't already done this yet, I want to encourage you to invite your kids to join you, because I do think that this is something that really the whole family can get something out of. So what we're going to do is I'm going to read the story from two biographies from Jesus that were written that describe his birth. Those are Matthew and Luke. And here's my encouragement to you. Whether you've heard this story like 100 times or this is the very first time, try to put yourself in the shoes of the people of the story. You know, see how they respond. They don't know the full story and how it ends. So how do they respond? How are they encouraged? And what do those things show us about God and about how we can celebrate this day? So what did they know? Well, they knew that they were currently in a country controlled by a foreign power. They knew that God promised that one day a savior would be born to help them, to save their people and the world. And they also knew that occasionally God called ordinary people to do extraordinary things. This is how the story starts in the book of Luke. In the 6th month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who is said to be unable to conceive is in her 6th month. For no word from God will ever fail." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." And then the angel left her. Mary was confused and felt troubled. You know, not only does she have to process through this miracle, but as an unmarried woman facing pregnancy, I mean, think about the culture of the time. You only ever had a kid inside of marriage. Anything other than that was shameful. She was going to be facing judgmental looks, gossip, and ridicule. Now, she wouldn't have had a job, so she was dependent on her soon-to-be husband, who would have every reason to cast her aside. This isn't just the scariness of becoming a mother. It's much, much more. But she was comforted. She was told not to be afraid. God sent an angel to her and let her know what was happening to encourage her. And Mary responds by being faithful. She responds by trusting that what God was doing was good, even if it might have been terrifying. Even though the public perception of her was going to assume things about her and her character, but still, she was faithful. Now, let's hop over to Joseph. Matthew, it says this: "This is how Jesus the Messiah was born. His mother Mary was engaged to be married to Joseph. But before the marriage took place, while she was still a virgin, she became pregnant through the power of the Holy Spirit. Joseph, to whom she was engaged, was a righteous man and did not want to disgrace her publicly. So he decided to break the engagement quietly." So Joseph assumes what any of us would assume. His fiance is pregnant and he knows that it's not his child. And I'm sure he was hurt and angry. I mean, technically, he could have had her killed. But that's not the type of person that he chooses to be. Let's continue. "As he considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. "Joseph, son of David," the angel said, "do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child within her was conceived by the Holy Spirit, and she will have a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All of this occurred to fulfill the Lord's message through the prophet, who said, "Look, the virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph woke up, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded and took Mary as his wife. God is aware of how Joseph is feeling, but he doesn't let Joseph stay with those emotions. He doesn't abandon Mary into explaining this hard-to-believe situation. He helps them both out with guidance. And Joseph responds by being faithful and trusting that God's word was good. He stays with Mary to help raise that child, even though it's not his biological kid. And if anyone does the math, when the kid is born in relation to when they got married, it's not going to make Joseph look good. But he stays anyway. Let's head back over to the author Luke to continue the story. At that time, the Roman Emperor Augustus decreed that a census should be taken throughout the Roman Empire. This was the first census taken when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all returned to their own ancestral towns to register for the census. And because Joseph was a descendant of King David, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judea, David's ancient home. He traveled there from the village of Nazareth in Galilee, and he took with him Mary, to whom he was engaged, who was now expecting a child. And while they were there, the time came for her baby to be born. And she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him snugly in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no lodging available for them. This is how the Savior, the King of Kings, God as a human, is born. It's not in a palace. It's not in comfort. There's no silk robes. He's wrapped up in cloths and put down in a feeding trough for animals. Apparently, that was good enough for Jesus. But there would be some admirers on their way. Some shepherds are about to be the very first non-family members to find out about Jesus. Now, shepherds, you should know, they were like the bottom of the barrel on the social and professional community. Okay, their career was low, seen as lower than others. And yet, they're about to hear about this miraculous thing first. This is what the story continues. That night, there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified, but the angel reassured them. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, he has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger." And suddenly, the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased." When the angels had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." They hurried to the village and found Mary and Joseph, and there was the baby lying in the manger. After seeing him, the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this child. All who heard the shepherd's story were astonished, but Mary kept all these things in her heart and thought about them often. The shepherds went back to their flocks, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. It was just as the angel had told them. I love that the shepherds are the first to find out. And I love that their reaction to encountering angels, to seeing Jesus, is to tell everyone about the experience. I mean, Jesus, even as a baby, made an impact. So here's my encouragement to you today, on Christmas. We celebrate Jesus leaving heaven and coming to earth to save us. And he did it through faithful people that were encouraged all along the way. He didn't arrive in wealth or comfort, but he arrived in humility. He wasn't announced by religious leaders or the emperor, but instead he was announced by common shepherds. And the first thing that they had to do was they had to tell everybody. So I want to encourage you, celebrate today and do it and take a moment to think about the hope that Jesus brings for you, the hope that Jesus brings to the world. And when you have that moment, when you have that hope, know that you can't help but go and share with everyone else. Have a wonderful day and a very Merry Christmas.